Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Creation is so cool. Did you know that a common garden snail can have 14,000 teeth? Imagine bedtime, Doug. Have you flossed yet? Did you know that the world's spider population consumes about 800 million metric tons of food a year? All caught on their World Wide Web. Well, here's today's question. What is the most common animal on Earth? Some clues? Their global population is estimated at 10,000 trillion, give or take a gazillion or two. They're found on every continent except Antarctica. Thousands live in your backyard, which is fine until they move into your house. It's the humble ant. And what is the biggest ant in the world? The elephant. Ant societies are broken into two castes, the workers and the royal caste. That's the queen and her drones. Over the course of her life, a queen ant can lay up to 300 million eggs. My wife is thankful she's not an ant. Most of these eggs hatch into worker ants. They care for the young, dig tunnels, and gather food. Soldier ants protect the colony. Others go to war with neighboring colonies. Some do the finances. They're called account ants. If you've ever stopped to watch ants hard at work, it may look chaotic, but an ant colony is like a living organism with each individual carrying out an important task. Scientists are increasingly surprised at the complexity of ant communication. There are at least 20 different pheromones that ants use to communicate. And by combining these pheromones with taps and gestures of their antennas, ants can communicate complicated sets of instructions. They can tell their colony mates, hey, there's food over there, go get it. Or if there's a spider coming, don't go that way, you'll be lunch. Or movie night at Joe's tonight, bring pizza with fungi on it. And when an ant turns 100, it's called an antique. Bad joke. The weaver ant dominates the treetops in Africa and Australia, spending their entire lives above ground. They build houses out of leaves, complete with roofs, walls, floors, and rooms. To build their tree houses, they twist leaves into place. Then, get this, they bind the leaves together by grabbing hold of larvae, gripping them tightly in their mandibles, and moving them back and forth over the leaf edges like a hot glue gun. The larvae release a thread of silk that binds the leaves together. I'm not making this up. And you know how many ants it takes to fill an apartment? 10 ants, 10 tenants. Okay. Proverbs 6 says, take a lesson from the ant, you lazy bones. And we sure can. The power of an ant colony is incredible. Workers are unwaveringly loyal to their queen. They die young, sacrificing unselfishly for the group. Ants are so united in purpose that scientists say that an ant colony acts as a single organism. Together, these humble critters are the most prolific and successful animal on Earth. We have much to learn from these remarkable bugs. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, the Apostle Paul tells us that the church is one body, but it has many parts, kind of like an ant colony. Paul continues, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the foot, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable." The church is at its best when we love one another and work together towards a single purpose. So let's move forward together and be a little more ant-like. Oh, one more joke. What game do ants play with elephants? Squash.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.